Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode of Anchored Ascension. I'm your host, Marisa. And today's episode, I'm going to be talking about quantum entanglement, healing and unwinding those tangled thought forms, those obsessive ruminations that have been coming through the mental bodies and the emotional fields. Right now, we are in a collective clearing state of our subconscious, clearing karmic imprints, clearing and erasing timelines that are to be shifted for the highest good and purified now, illuminated, right? Once and for all, guys, we're ready to lift and clear and shift. And shift ourselves into a new vibration that way, where we aren't entangled with these lower vibrations that have kept us held for so long. And this is the purpose of quantum entanglement and healing, because there is always going to be that sacred geometry, right? Those threads of life that hold everything in place in time, in space, right? Togetherness, the macrocosm, right? Bringing unity, bringing oneness through every experience that we have. But there are these times that exist along that kind of block and create barriers for us to exist in the next timeline or shift into the next vibration or alignment that our soul is wanting to travel on. And so we have to go through these experiences and we have to clear and heal them. We have to work untangling them, unwinding these threads that have been now all boggled up and mumble jumbled in one area of our life. And maybe this is your mind, okay? Maybe this is you working through your mental bodies in this lifetime. And maybe this feels like you have had a lot of times where you've felt disoriented. You've felt you may have been losing your mind. You feel like you obsess over things. You feel like you meet someone and all you can do is think negatively, or you bring up those empathic, intuitive insights about someone and it doesn't feel so good. And you're like, why am I thinking like this about them? Well, you're pulling and drawing in from an old timeline, right? A timeline where you and that other soul have connected, and maybe they were not so positive, right? What? Maybe they were not so high vibrational in that time and in that space, and you're bringing through that. But that's only because you're resonating with it, right? And so this is where quantum entanglement and healing those lower vibrational timelines is needed, because if you are noticing something, right, if it is in your reality, it is also within you. We are the mirror, we are the reflection of our creation, which is what we are seeing as life playing out in front of us. And so it's very important that we remember this, because this allows us to take acknowledgement. And whether we choose to accept it, whether we choose to deny it, whether we choose to betray it or abandon that is up to us. A lot of us have done that out of survival, to stay alive, to feel alive, to not feel so shitty about our lives, right? Because we've been through so much and we've learned the art and practices of abandonment of self, of betrayal of self, of denial of self, of truth of self. And this has allowed us to move through life, yes, vicariously, sometimes through others, right? Creating those codependent, anxious attachments, or those attachments that are out of trauma wounding, you know, trauma bonding, right? Creating those empathic needs of external reaching, okay? Instead of internal reaching, introspective, understanding the deeper messaging. I was working with somebody yesterday, and this message of, okay, I was pulling through the energy of her left shoulder, and I can even feel like a little bit of tingling still going on within my own left shoulder. And right now we are clearing the left side bodies. They are the emotional sides to us. The right side is more physical, but we are clearing on this emotional and mental levels right now. So a lot of us are experiencing a lot of pain, aches, breakouts, things like that coming up on the left side bodies. But when I was tapping into her left shoulder, all of a sudden her higher self came through and her energy was like depression, deep rest, deep rest needed, right? There was this feeling, this sadness that kind of took over, and I felt like my shoulders just go inward, like this giving up on life almost, this feeling of shame of how she's moved through her life up until now, up until this very moment, and how she hasn't taken action for what she's been experiencing. She's just allowed herself to be drained of all of the other energies that she's taken on. She hasn't, you know, done her energetic clearing practices daily. She hasn't done meditation or taken up space to move with medicine, right? Movement medicine. And this lack of self-care, of love for the self, has created a lot of blame and shame within her system. And so this has created a lot of burden that she's been holding within her emotional field and her mental field. And this heaviness was what was sitting on her left shoulder space. Now her chakra on that left shoulder was open. So it was open that it was taking on all of the burdens, even those that were not her own, okay? She was taking on so many others in her life that she cared for, right? Because the left side is the feminine side. It's the nurturing, nourishing, the one that is creative, that is sensual, that is accepting, that is loving, that is that motherly divine essence within all of us. It is the one that wants to hold everything for a loving purpose, for a greater purpose. But sometimes we can overwork that side. We can overwork her. And when it gets into that state of the feminine, it is no longer the divine feminine. It is the toxic feminine that is holding everything together for everyone except herself. We can't do that. We have to come back to ourselves, you guys. We have to come back to our love and our love for self so that we can love others and so that we can fill up our cups and so that we can be here and be enough for others. If we don't think we're enough or we can't even hold our own selves in acknowledging what we're experiencing or what we're feeling or what we're noticing, then we're never going to be enough, or it's never going to be enough that anyone else can try and give you that. And so I kept on hearing that her left shoulder was overgiving, just kind of like tapping into perfectionism. Like she needed to be perfect. And she just had started a new job and she wanted to feel like she fit in. So her heart was kind of closing off to her natural, authentic self and kind of closing down and boxing in again. So that was creating that more heavier pressure on her shoulders and leaving her feeling uncentered, unbalanced, right? The left side was like the masculine trying to do, trying to be something so much, overdoing, overgiving, overexceeding, right? Expectations, releasing the expectations, releasing the control of what she couldn't control or what she can't control is going to be the medicine for her so that she can see herself and release that pressure off of being something else or being something that she feels like she needs to be better than herself, right? Perfectionism again. Type A personalities, tightening and tensing when you feel like you're not enough or not good enough or not worthy to be who you are. And I think that we can all kind of pretty much land with that energy within our bodies right now, because a part of us is and has been on this soul-seeking journey for some time, and some of us have retreated. We've gone into our hermit stages. We've gone into our recluse and kind of allowed ourselves to be hidden, to be small, to stop shining, or to keep on saying to ourselves, who am I to show up like this, right? But fuck all that shit, because you're worthy and you're worth it and you are deserving to shine and be authentic and show your light and who you are and share your voice and share your words, because they matter. We need them on this planet. Another thing with the mental body that's been coming up a lot lately is just the obsessive and addictive behaviors that have, again, brought up those vibrations that are very heavy, dense, of shame, of betrayal, of the shadow self, right? Showing up. What parts of yourself are taking in so much of an experience or someone or something that you have to keep on thinking about it, but you're not thinking even more deeply around it, right? You're not seeing all the different sides, the perspectives, the perceptions, those shifts that can happen when we open up our view of what we've been overthinking about, of what we've been obsessing about, or the addiction that we have with something. And I can bring this up with the example of food. Lately, I've been eating a lot. I've been thinking about food constantly over the past month. And what I've received around it, because I was really in a state of thinking, what the hell is going on? Marcy, you feel like you need to eat all the time. What are you starving? What parts of you are starving, right? And it was this connection with community. It was this connection with soul tribe, this connection with authenticity, showing up in all that I am and being who I am and keeping it simple, keeping it, like, damn, Marisa, just show up and be who you are and share it, because that's enough. I was starving myself of this soul self, this part of myself, my higher self, and I was shoveling down the food, just shoveling it in. But also, when I took a deeper look at that, I was also listening and tuning into that we are receiving at a cellular level, all of these uploads, all of these integrations of new frequencies that are coming online, that we are returning back to that soul self, that authentic truth within. And this means that we need a lot of fuel, a lot of nutrients, a lot more dense micro macronutrients to rejuvenate and to help the systems recalculate. And so that this new resurrection, these rebirthings of us can come online. And so when we take ourselves out of the mix and we kind of have that higher perception look on things, or that eagle view, right? Looking down at it all, taking ourselves out of that immediate experience. And maybe this means you take yourself into a deep visual meditation, or you take yourself into a state of presence by just listening and being in nature, listening to the birds and the bees and the wind and the air and the elements, right? You listen in, you listen to the fairies, you listen in, you tap into the magic, into the playfulness. All these different areas that we can take it in, right? And this is what I do in my higher self counseling sessions, is setting ourselves up to be in reunion with all of the higher self, okay? The soul self, the eagle vision, the owl medicine that sees from a new perspective, that can shift, be that time shifter, that creator of timelines, to shift personalities, behaviors, thought forms, ways of thinking, ways of feeling, ways of noticing, ways of reconnecting, defining things, right? Redefining things for us. Because we've held such strong definitions, because we've held such strong teachings, and we've gone to school for it, about this word means this. This is what that means, right? It's defined. It's in the dictionary, right? Like, trying to think of the words here. The dictionary, right? We are a society of humans who define ourselves because it helps us to relate with certain things in certain ways. But we have to start thinking outside of the box and uncaging ourselves and opening up those locks that open us up to new possibilities, new realities, new ways of thinking and being and feeling. Because if we keep ourselves locked or caged and boxed in, we will never get to that place of new earth thinking and feeling and being. We will never be able to get ourselves to that state of our frequency where we can shift things. we will only relate with the old ways, the old definitions of being or of feeling or of understanding, right? Or of relating. So it's okay if you have this mind that is open to new possibilities, new opportunities and ways of relating and defining things. We have to be in our creator essence. What has been is not going to be anymore for some of us. For some of us, this is going to be a whole 360 degree movement. It's going to be a whole 360 degree shift, okay? You won't even know who you are anymore sometimes, and that's going to feel a little bit confusing or disorienting, but that's okay. That's you becoming more of you and becoming less of who you are not, okay? Because of all of the conditionings and the belief systems that you've kind of held so tightly grasped onto throughout your lifetime. And that's okay too. It's okay to notice that. It's okay to be with that. It's okay to unwind and loosen that. And this is the purpose and divine healing of quantum entanglement. Spiritually, quantumly understanding that everything that you experience, that you think of, is for you to have a deeper evolution with, have a deeper growth of and with and through. And so this is the purpose of being human, being you as a soul, learning on this journey of life. And trying to ask if there's anything else more that wants to come through right now. I don't feel like it. I feel like I'm pretty much tapped out right now. I did just create another YouTube channel transmission video. Check that out at Anchored Ascension on YouTube. And this one was the clarion call for the light workers, the empaths, the star seeds, earth seeds, the light warriors, the light bearers, all of us that are here, that are conscious and aware. It's for everyone, but those that are consciously aware and are on the path right now, that are awake to understanding and ready to take on the journey, right? Ready to take responsibility for their inspired actions. For those who are hearing this, for those of you who are here listening to this, this is for you. This is for all of us to be involved in this great shaking and waking up and lifting us into this higher vibrational frequency way of living and feeling ourselves on this planet. And I'm here for it, you guys. And yeah, if you haven't already, you know, leave a review for this podcast episode. This really does help. And there's also going to be a podcast episode coming out with my dear friend Abby from Breath of Life, who I had on this podcast not too long ago. So I'll be posting that on the Instagrams as well as YouTube, so you guys can all check that out. And I'm bringing you so much bountiful blessings of light and love, guys. And just enjoy the sun and get out and nourish yourself with it, okay? Love you all.